At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Amber's drawings might be...
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
You've just stumbled onto the number one podcast for the latest true crime scoop.
Murder in the morning.
Because who doesn't love a little murder with their morning coffee? It's Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Want to do Scott Peterson trial again? Because it may actually happen. There's a new Netflix documentary that is coming out. Scott Peterson, it's on Peacock. It's not on Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix has one out on him already, I believe, like a 3-part docuseries, American Murderer.
Oh, okay.
And then there's one coming on Peacock a couple days.
Peacock is the one week. Where it's the interview of him. So,
yes.
Yeah, everybody like rushes to throw something out there like so they can confuse everyone. Scott Peterson, of course, convicted of murdering his wife, Lacey Peterson, and their unborn child, Connor. Continues to assert his innocence even as a new wave of documentaries revisits the high-profile case. Peacock's upcoming Face-to-Face with Scott Peterson will feature Peterson's first on-air comments in over 20 years, while Netflix's 3-part docuseries American Murder, Lacey Peterson, directed by Sky Borgman, is set to debut on August 14th ahead of the Peacock special. American Murder, Lacey Peterson is a comprehensive review of the case that captivated the nation in the early 2000s. The series provides a platform for both sides of the argument concerning Scott Peterson's guilt. Oh, it's challenging to watch without feeling the weight of the evidence against him. The documentary includes interviews with key players in the case, such as Lacey's mother, Sharon Rocha, and friends of Lori Hines, Stacey Boyers, Renee Tomlinson, and Heather Adams. Scott's sister, Susan, and sister-in-law, Janie Peterson, also share their perspectives. Lacey went missing on December 24th of 2002 from her Modesto, California home, where she was 8 months pregnant. Scott reported her disappearance right after returning from what he claimed was a Christmas Eve fishing trip that he took to an area he never fishes ever and did not have the right equipment for fishing. What he said he was fishing, sturgeon. Which you don't fish for with a fishing line. His story quickly raised suspicions, particularly about that he lied to a neighbor, stating he'd been golfing that day. Furthermore, Scott's family was unaware of the boat that he had rented, or recently purchased, rather, on December 9th, which he claims was meant to surprise his father-in-law. The documentary underscores Scott's unusual behavior in the aftermath of Lacey's disappearance. He remained calm, unemotional, and avoided the press, contrasting sharply with the actions of Lacey's loved ones, who immediately mobilized to search for her. Sharon Rocha and others describe how initial concern quickly turned to panic as they realized something was terribly wrong. Scott's inconsistent statements and strange actions, such as washing his clothes and eating pizza before notifying anyone of Lacey's disappearance.
Like you do when your wife is missing.
Like you do. Exactly. Added to the growing suspicion. According to the documentary, Scott's behavior was increasingly described as odd, with his story about the days surrounding Lacey's disappearance raising more questions than answers. Critical moments in the investigation came when Amber Fry, a woman who Scott had been having an affair, came forward. She revealed that Scott had told her he was a single man, later claimed his wife had died, which was true. Fry's account, along with secretly recording phone calls between her and Scott, provided a possible motive for the crime, Scott's desire to escape his marriage and to be with her. When Lacey's body was discovered near Brooks Island, close to where Scott claimed he would have been fishing on December 24th, the prosecution believed they had sufficient evidence to go to trial. The subsequent legal proceedings attracted massive media attention, ultimately leading to Scott's conviction and death penalty sentence. Jurors, including Greg Bertalis and Mike Bellamercy, noted that the verdict was not predetermined, but based on the overwhelming evidence presented. Scott's family, including his sister-in-law, continue to argue that he was wrongfully convicted. However, American Murder, Lacey Peterson, suggests that their claims lack substantial evidence, with criminal investigative profile Sharon Hagen stating that Scott's actions after Lacey's disappearance indicated a heartless disconnection from the situation. Further damaging evidence included Scott's preparation for the alleged fishing trip, such as researching bay tides, obtaining a fishing license, and purchasing lures just days before before Lacey vanished. Additionally, Scott was arrested near the Mexican border with a car full of supplies and nearly $15,000 in cash, casting further doubt on his innocence.
Good God, sir.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like interesting, like, oh, I would love to hear, but I'm sorry. The evidence is so overwhelming in this case.
Well, and then to claim that he had been golfing and then, oh, just kidding. I was fishing. Just kidding. Yeah, that wasn't me. And it wasn't me. I didn't do it.
At critical times where, you know, you don't want to mix up your story. You want to pretty much be consistent considering this is when your wife went missing. So I wouldn't be fucking that up and changing my story from day to day.
Well, I think it leads to a bigger problem. I don't know that this guy knew what the truth was, and he didn't tell it very often from the sounds of it. And he had a lot of lies and things that weren't told to others going on. You know, he was leading a double life. He was there's a lot of shit going on in his life, and it all came back to bite him in the ass. Now, did he kill her? I don't know. Did he pay somebody to do it? I don't know.
I could see possibly that angle where maybe someone was paid to do it, not him. But I don't know. I mean, he goes on this fishing trip on Christmas Eve, which is just fucking weird, to fish for fish that he doesn't have the right equipment to fish for. And there's just way too much. And this is where the bodies are found too. So,
well, and that's even more disturbing.
Like, and he's continuing on this affaired relationship. I don't know. I mean, I've never had an affair, but I would think that if you were, and the person that you were, you know, technically committed to, your wife suddenly dies, I don't know that I'm going to continue that affair at that moment in time. I think I'd be more like, I need some time. You know, I got to figure this shit out. This was pretty, but he's just going on like nothing ever happened. Just flirting away with her left and right and asking her to come into town and all that shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
and saying that his wife was dead, not, you know, we're together, but we're getting a divorce because we're so terribly unhappy, blah, blah, blah. No, she's dead.
She's dead. And there's a fucking manhunt out looking for her. She's missing at that moment. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's beyond comprehension of, but Scott, he's a narcissist. He's someone who does not think those things through, is not very receptive to reality of how people view him, and will think that, no, if I can say this or do this, people will go along with it because that's how they think. The people will just somehow believe their shit. And if you get caught, it doesn't really change them or make them stop either. They just keep going. This is a prime example of it.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, when this was all happening, and I joked a lot the last time we talked about him, that I just thought he was so hot.
Mm-hmm.
And back then he was, but you know, it also shows that he could be a wolf under sheep's clothing, you know, and that he could have been that. I mean, the fact that he was carrying on an affair and claiming that his wife was dead. I mean, most people who are in affairs admit that they're in unhappy situations and they just need to move on, mm-hmm. you know, and get going and just deal with it. No, he fucking killed his wife, you know? I mean, that's, he wasn't going to tell his mistress what was really going down. So yeah, that, he, what a scary guy. I mean, can you imagine if we had dating apps back then?
We do now. And I gotta say to people, these people are still out there. They're still Scott Petersons in this world. And I think they have more ways to blend in and hide than ever before.
Well, isn't that scary?
There you go. Happy dating, everyone.
You know what's scarier than the twisted minds we cover on True Crime Today? A sudden ad for pet food crashing into your favorite murder mystery. It's like a jump scare, but without the payoff. Don't let that happen to you. Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With uninterrupted stories, extended interviews that dig deep, and early access so you're always in the know. Subscribe and keep the horror where it belongs. In the story, not in the ads.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here. Where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.